Probably boiling water.
Thank you very much. With your permission, Shmuel Bet, chapter 10, chapter 9. Just to refresh our memory, there's already two phases in David's kingdom, in David's kingdom, that already the Navi describes his kingdom as a very quiet and very peaceful. And then the Navi also said that all the enemies came towards David, to David HaMelech, and they said, okay, we all agree that you are the king, and they bow down to him, and they're not going to start up with him again. Since that's what happened, that's a similar explanation. So chapter 9 says in the Bible, since everything is quiet now and everything is peaceful now, now he's looking to do something for the family of Shaul HaMelech. That Shaul and his children were killed in a war with the Philistine, and he wants to find out if there's anybody else left from the family. He wants to know if anybody was left. They say, "Mo chesed b'avur Yonatan," since I was very close to Yonatan, son of Shaul HaMelech, I would like to do some kindness for him. The simple explanation means he wants to do something good to a friend's son, a friend's children. He wants to know if anybody is alive. The explanation is they couldn't find them because they were hiding. They were hiding, they were afraid that David would take revenge. And maybe he will kill them, maybe he will put them in jail, since David suffered so much from Shaul, even though it's not from Yonatan. But since they are the children of Yonatan, the grandchildren of Shaul HaMelech, they were hiding. But David HaMelech said, now that everything is peaceful, let me try to pay back to my best friend Yonatan, and let me see if anybody else is alive, and let me do some kindness to him. Then he still gave permission to David Shaul HaMelech to Shmo Tziva. So there's a slave that used to be a slave already to Shaul HaMelech. And the Chachamim say it was a goy, it was a slave. They called him David, they called him to David. Even though he's just a slave of Shaul, but since David is looking to do a favor to Jonathan's children, so this guy is going to be a clue in finding the people, the children of Yonatan. The king asked him, are you Tziva? The explanation is, Chachamim say, because he was a slave to Shaul HaMelech, and now David looks at him, that's you, your past, and he's asking, are you the one that I know very well, are you Tziva? I said, I'm also your slave. Yes, I am the one. ואומר המלך, האפס עוד איש לבית שאול? Is anybody else left from the family of Shaul? He doesn't say Yonatan, he says Shaul. Really, he means Yonatan. But he wants to know if anybody from Shaul's family is still alive. But again, he's aiming towards Yonatan. Shaul had more children, but he's aiming towards Yonatan. But nevertheless, he asks Tziva, anybody else from Shaul is alive? They say more chesed. Elohim, I should do kindness with Elohim. I know he says Elohim should be Hashem, not Elohim. Elohim usually is not chesed. Chesed is usually Yud Kei Vav Kei, okay. Elohim is usually judgment. But he says, I want to do kindness of God to this person. This is a person, doesn't say his name. I don't know why he doesn't say his name, but we'll see later why he doesn't say his name. And he says, but that person also, he's invalid, something happened to him. So what did happen to this boy, there was a time of a war, and the nurse that used to take care of him didn't pay attention, and he fell off his crib. He fell off his crib, and he cannot walk. It's coincidence, he could fall off on his head. So it's coincidence, I mean, that's the explanation. Coincidence. The man fell on his feet from the crib, and since he fell off his crib, he's crippled, he cannot walk straight on 2 feet, and that's the description of Tziva. He says, no, there is a child of Yonatan, but it, again, he doesn't say his name, and he says it's crippled. Hevelu ha-melech efo hu? Rebbe Zi, v'yom yetziva el ha-melech, hini hu bet machir, bet amiel, b'lo dava. Means he's staying by a person whose name is machir. B'lo dava, it means it's worthless. Worthless, I mean it's... He is, Chachamim said, there was no school over there, it was a deserted place, he doesn't learn anything, it's just, you know, it's nothing. That's what he said, that's what this guy says. וישלח המלך דוד ויקחנו בית מחיר את המילים ללא דבר. זה דוד מלא דבר. He says, first he said בלא דבר, and then he says מלא דבר. אז חכמים said, no. He went over there, he brought, the people went and brought this guy back to דוד המלך. And he is not empty, like this Yetziva said, בלא דבר, in Hebrew it is מלא דבר, it means, זאת חכמים says, מלא דבר. This guy is full. He's not just an empty person like you, like Tziva described, the opposite. Tziva's mission, I don't know what Tziva had in mind. But, I don't know, have you said Tziva wanted David HaMelech just to ignore this guy maybe. But again, David HaMelech is looking to do a kindness. And this was something that he announced, he wants to help the family of Yonatan. Comes a person, a slave, he's a slave, the slave is worthless. Slave you have to release, otherwise it's a slave and the slave goes from generation to generation. And says that man that you're looking for is, again he doesn't say his name, and says he's crippled, he cannot walk straight, and he's nothing. What we call in America a lady. Doesn't have anything to offer. And if he goes, they find out it's the opposite. The man is a professor. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachot, it's not only that he's so smart, David HaMelech used to be the judge, and he used to stand to sit next to David HaMelech, and what David HaMelech used to say, this guy used to contradict David HaMelech. The Gemara says, Lo Mefiboshet Shmo, his name is not really Mefiboshet. Mefiboshet means he embarrasses David. The Gemara, no, his name is a different name. Why do you call him, why it says really Mefiboshet? Because he embarrasses David all the time. Embarrassed is so smart, every time David said something, David was sitting and judging everybody, and since this guy was crippled, the Levite coming, he sits next to David HaMelech, and every decision David HaMelech made, this guy is embarrassed David HaMelech. In the Gemara, David had to use his own son Kilav. This is one of the people the Gemara said may didn't have anything. So one of the biggest king we ever had, his name was Kilav. The Gemara said his name is not Kilav. His name is really Daniel, says the Gemara. Said to Gan Eden. Had no sins whatsoever, went straight to Gan Eden, walked to Gan Eden. Took his damn shave, straight with the credit card, walked to Gan Eden. Walked straight to Gan Eden. A few more people went to Gan Eden, straight, with damn shake it. They not didn't fall in. Just walked in the door, they knocked, you know, they went to Hebron, they knocked on the door, they went inside. Right. Isha. פינחס מביא, עבד המלך הכושי, אוהב את סבד ירמיהו הנביא. So few people just walk straight to Gan Eden. They get this guy Kilav. He bought it, that's what he got. So that guy Kilav, the Gemara said, had to save David HaMelech from embarrassment. The Gemara said the word Kilav is Kolav. It is Kulolav, Kolav. David HaMelech's son, his name was Kilav, was the biggest tzaddik. When he said to he was sitting next to David all the time. And this guy that being described by Tziva is nothing, was found out to be a genius, not only genius, he was studying without books, without anything, in this house that he was at, hiding from David HaMelech maybe, and anything that David HaMelech was saying, this guy used to contradict him, and he used to embarrass David HaMelech. So the Gemara, David had to use Kilav in order to go back and try to make his point right in front of this guy from worship. So that's the story. So David tells us the story, that David is looking just to make, to do kindness to Yonatan. He finds out Yonatan had a son. His name is Mephibosheth. Again, his name is not Mephibosheth. But just to tell you how smart the man was, that he was able even to embarrass David. The Gemara said, the Gemara said David was a genius. The Gemara said the Sanhedrin had a question. And constantly when you used to ask a question, they used to ask all the Sanhedrin the question. And then the Gemara said, yes, David HaMelech. And that's David HaMelech. And the Gemara said, Halakha Kimoto Bechol Makom. Whatever David HaMelech said, that was the Halakha. Was so great and such a genius. All his genius, see? This guy, Mephibosheth, was a bigger genius than him. And then David HaMelech had to use as a helper his own son, Kilav, to overcome this guy, Mephibosheth. So this guy just came to David HaMelech. And when Mephibosheth and Yonatan ben Shaul el David, no, I said every time ben Shaul, everybody knows it. And David describes it, this guy Mephibosheth is the son of Yonatan, the son of Shaul. Constantly, the son of Yonatan, the son of Shaul. But he falls on his face, bow down to him, and David says, Mephibosheth, are you Mephibosheth? And he says, yes, me. I am your slave, my name is Mephibosheth. אבל דוד, אל תראה, excuse me, again, חכמים say, because he was afraid, maybe Mephibosheth, that David is going to take revenge and do something to him just because he's a grandson of Shaul, even though he had done it against him as a son of Yonatan. But still, Shaul's name is mentioned too many times here, and Mephibosheth is afraid, and David sees it, and David says, don't worry about it. כי עשו אעשה עמך חסד. אבל אתה מביך, I'm going to do kindness because it's your father. בשיבותי לך, I'm going to give you back את כל שדה שאול אביך. Again, it doesn't say Yonatan, I don't know why it doesn't say Yonatan. Maybe because Yonatan, but I don't know exactly what it says.
Yonatan didn't have a chance to inherit Shaul.
Right, but it's still the Gemara says Kol Mishmush. The Gemara said you inherited in the grave. If the father dies and the son dies and the grandson is then inherited not from the grandfather, isn't it? He cannot inherit your grandfather. You can inherit your grandfather via your father. My Matamata says it's called Mishmush. It goes via. But maybe you're right, maybe that's what it means. Anyway, so he wants to give him back the field of Shaul. I don't know. So there's a field that belongs to Shaul HaMelech, and he tells him now that he's going to give it back to him. I don't know who has it now. We're going to find out in a minute. But that's the kindness. He's looking to give him back the field. And you can stay next to me, and you're going to be able to sit and eat with me. It means you're going to be in the palace for the rest of your life. Who am I? If I need to kill a killer, I'm not a sheikh of money. I'm like a dead dog. I mean nothing. I don't know, a normal person talks like me. Because I'm a doggy. So yeah, you can say I'm a nothing. David HaMelech says, Anochi Tolat, I'm a worm. Mavinu says, Anochi Afar Vaefer. Moshe Rabbeinu Aharon says, Anachnu Ma. You don't say, I'm a doggy. I'm a dead dog. You don't say I'm a dead dog, you don't talk like this. It's not proper, it's not, I mean, it's forced. Don't talk like this. It's not nice to say like this anymore. Right? You say, I'm nothing, I mean, I'm a person, but you say I'm nothing. You don't say I'm a dead dog. What do you mean, dead dog? Hello, is it my friend? מה אתה לא בעניינים? אתה לא שומע את השאלה? נו, מה אתה חושב? ג'סי, מה זה בנון? אתה איזה דוג, אתה איזה dead dog, dead dog, אתה איזה dead dog. אתה איזה, אתה מראה שאני חושב, אני אומר, שאני אומר, don't talk like this. You don't say your dog, you don't say a dead dog. Thank you. If you don't mind. Shmuel Aleph, chapter 24. Look, Shmuel Aleph, chapter 24, sentence 15. This is when David is being chased from Shaul. Shaul is chasing him.
Does he also say when they tell him that he's going to marry the Michal? Did he say that?
No. Over here, thank you. Look. Sentence 15. Look, sentence 15. אחרי מי יצא מלך ישראל, אחרי מי יצא רודף, who the king of Israel chasing after? Who are you chasing after? אחרי כלב מת. So now David is comparing himself to a dead dog. Where did he get this description? Well, the person talks like this. So now David is saying to Shaul that he's a dead dog. Now this guy is saying David is a dead dog.
You should have warned me before.
What did I warn you before? That's the shoe of the Ari. You don't know it yet. They're saying he's a nothing. He's a dog. He's a dead dog. They said, why, David HaMelech, why you... What do you want to be so generous to me? Who am I? I'm a dead dog. Then David HaMelech calls up this slave, Tiva. Again, now Shaul. He was the slave of Shaul HaMelech. For him, Allah, upon a share of Shaul, he was the slave of Shaul HaMelech. Whatever Shaul owned belongs to this guy. But not to this guy. To this guy's son. Again, first he tells the guy, I'm going to give you the field. Now he calls the slave. He says, listen, I want to tell you something. Whatever Shaul had, I'm giving not to this guy, to this guy's son. You should take the field, you should walk in the field. The children, your slaves, I don't know how you get slaves. The slave cannot be a slave. I don't know what it means exactly. A slave is not allowed to buy slaves or to have any slaves. I don't know what it means exactly. Maybe I don't know how he had it. I said, anyway, you and your children and your slaves should walk in that field, Babeta, lechem v'achalo. Means this guy, Mr. Moshe's son, his name is Michal, we'll find out in a minute, he is going to get the fruits of that field. If you wash it, this guy, he doesn't hear anything, because if you wash it, ben adonecha, yuchal tamid lechem v'ashukhani. David says him, that field really, he wants needed Mephibosheth, because Mephibosheth is going to be on my table for breakfast, lunch and supper, so he doesn't need anything. His son is Micha. Micha will not be at the palace, so you're going to walk at the field, and the crop, whatever is going to grow, you're going to give to Micha. Also, you're going to get something with the force, but whatever is going to grow, everything, all the profit, you're going to give to Mephibosheth's son. ולציבה 15 בנים ו-20 עבדים. ציבה is 15 boys and 20 slaves. I really don't know what difference to make how many. Maybe what it means is that he'd be able, I don't know, there's no size over here. How big the field is, or what he has to need to know how many slaves and children this guy has. אם יציבה למלך, ככל אשר יצביע, אדוני מלך תדוק, כי אני אעשה עבדך. I said, whatever you tell me, I'll do. No, doesn't matter. Anything you wish. ומפיבושת, זוכרים said this is the statement of David, that he says it now. מפיבושת אוכל השולחני כאחד מבני המלך. He said, you should know, this guy מפיבושת, that really this is your master, because slavery goes from a father to son. That means you are really the slave of מפיבושת. He said, you should know, מפיבושת is going to sit down with me, he doesn't need anything. מפיבושת's son, he is going to have the privilege to have pleasure from this field. Now let me say this, Moshe ben Katan Shmo Micha, his name is Micha, and he is going to get from this guy Tiva whatever grows in the field. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't understand that the whole story. Somebody gets married in the Tanakh, and just, you know, it's not even interesting, the story. Nothing. I mean, the story is just, you know, nothing. I don't know, you have to tell me that the Melech had breakfast, and he ordered Hamlet, and it wasn't so good, and they gave it back to the kitchen. You know, who needs to know the story? It doesn't say anything. It doesn't really say anything. Again, he's not the all slaves to Mephibosheth, but again, Mephibosheth doesn't hear anything. He is going to sit on David's table. Mephibosheth is sitting in Yerushalayim since he's 13. He's sitting in Yerushalayim. He is going to be the king of all time. By the way, again, description again. He's not this guy got hurt. He fell off the crib and can't walk on the feet. What is this? This is a hospital here. We don't understand all this. This is nothing. He walks. He cannot walk. Who cares if he fell off the crib? It's nothing. It happened to me. He fell off the crib. But that's not the issue. The issue is, if the Navi wants to tell us a story, the story is really it should be told. David HaMelech wants to do some kindness to the children of Yonatan, and he goes up to Mephibosheth and says, "No, come to sit to me next to me in the breakfast table for the rest of your life." That's not the story. You know, they have to have this whole story back and forth. This guy Tiva back and forth. Who interested in Tiva? Who interested? I am interested in Shaul's slave. What Navi has to tell me this? I forgot about it. Shaul wants to do kindness. I would write the whole chapter in 2 minutes. David looking to do for kindness, he found Mephibosheth. How he found him? Who cares how he found him? He found Mephibosheth. He told Mephibosheth, "You come to my house and you stay on the terrace for the rest of your life." That's the end of it. Who needs to know the whole story? Chapter 10 of Egyptian Mission.
This is Micha,
this is Micha. This is Micha, but other Micha is with the hay. Right. There's no small bit. We're at chapter 10 now. We just did 9. Navi Micha Zigambe. Right. I don't know. Must be. I don't know. I don't know the question. I don't know. I couldn't find. I was thinking the same thing. I couldn't find. There's no information that I know about this guy Micha. I couldn't find any information about him. Chapter 10 of the permission, Vayiach Arechen. Again, another story. That right after this, Mephibosheth came to the palace and is eating breakfast with David HaMelech, Vayamot Melech Ben Ne'amon, the king of Ne'amon died, Emor Hanun Bnot Achav, his son Hanun became the king. Emor David Yester Chesed im Hanun Ben Nachash. His father's name was Nachash. Nachash. You really think? I don't know. I don't know. His name was Nachash in Amon. Like you say in America, the president's name is Nachash. You didn't name Nachash? I don't know. Maybe his name was something else. Somebody calls a person's name Nachash. I don't know. Okay, tell me somebody called it some cockroach.
Your friend's name is Nachash.
Oh, that's Kalev. Kalev from the Torah. Kalev is President of Yehuda.
Because
I don't know why he pronounced it this way. This is Caleb. He said Caleb. But this is Caleb. Caleb Ben Yefuneh. It's a very good. It's a very important name. And I just don't believe somebody named it Isham Lachash. And I don't think it's a translation. As a translation, I mean, maybe in their language it was Lachash. But the snake, I mean, somebody called it his son Snakey. Snake? No!
Nachash Abdem called Hanun. Hanun is
the same thing. Right. The son is called Hanun. No, you believe it? Hashem Kel Rachum Hanun. The son is Hanun, the father is Nachash. I don't know. It's hard to believe. I mean, the Gemara sometimes comes and says that it's not the right name. It's just a nickname or a description, really. I heard it's a proof that Adam and Chava were not Chinese. Because how do you know they're not Chinese? Because if they were Chinese, they would eat the snake. There's a snake. I mean, a snake. If somebody calls a snake, it's not a snake. So anyway, the Navi says that David HaMelech wants to do kindness in Chanun ben Nachash. But why he wants to do kindness? For them, Hashem Asa Avivi Madi Chesed. Navi tells us a story. His wife, right. While David HaMelech was running away from Shaul one time, he took his family, was afraid Shaul is going to take revenge, and he's going to take his family hostages, or Hashem will kill them as well. David HaMelech took his parents and all his family, his brothers, everybody. He took all of them, and since, I don't know if that's one of the reasons, he put them to be watched by the king of Moab. And then David HaMelech ran away from there, and he's hiding in the Negev, in the south, back and forth. And he goes to Moab, and he finds out that the king killed the whole family. He killed his parents, he killed his brothers, nephews, everybody. One brother, his name was Eliyahu, was able to run away from the execution.
That's the
damn
brother
of the
king
of the white house.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say, yeah? His name is Eliyahu. And Eliyahu ran away from the execution that Mr. Moab killed the whole family. And Eliyahu ran away. He ran away to Ammon. Ammon is a neighbor of Moab. So Moab, the king of Moab, found out that Eliyahu ran away. And he sent a messenger to the king of Ammon. He says, I want to execute also this guy as well. And Mr. the king of Ammon, at this time, Nahash, said, we don't know anybody like this. There's nobody here. He hid him. And then eventually David HaMelech came and brought back his brother Eliyahu. Since this guy Nahash did not give back Eliyahu to the king of Moab, and the king of Moab wanted to execute him like he executed the whole family, therefore, since he died, David HaMelech decided he wants to go and comfort Hanun, the son that's sitting Shiva or after Shiva, I don't know. And he wants to comfort him, since his father was so good to him, by saving this guy Eliyahu and not giving him back to the king of Moab. That's the story. It's exactly the family of David HaMelech, right? That's the whole story, yeah. So anyway, David HaMelech wants to pay back some kindness to the king of Ammon now that lost his father, because his father saved David's brother, the last brother, the last family member of David HaMelech that was alive is this guy Eliyahu, and he appreciates him very much, Eliyahu. And he wants to just to comfort him that his father died. So David HaMelech decided to send some people, a delegation, to comfort Hanun on his father's death. He sent David and Nachamot and Avraham and Aviv. Vayavu Abdei David Yosni Amon. They came into the country. I don't know, there was no immigration. I don't know exactly what's going on. ויאמרו שרי, I'm saying it on purpose, ויאמרו שרי בני עמון אל חנן אדוניהם המכבד דוד את אביך בעיניך, what do you think? Is David respecting your father? He שלח לך מנחמים, he's sending people to comfort you? Something is a shaker lie. הלא בעבור חקור את העיר ולרגלה, he sends spies. אלי כהן. Or this is not another time, it's Abu Mafaz. It says, the guy is Abu Mar. What do you think?
The one in Egypt?
No, the one today that says that he's like Eric Cohen, the thing. The Arab said it, didn't he? Yeah. So that's what they say saying to David HaMelech. He says, you think they came over here to comfort you? The spies. Well, of course, since they're going to turn over the city. That's why Shalach David et Avada Belecha, that's why he sent those people. The whole thing is a trick. וכך אמרים תבלי דוד, he took them out of the way, וגלה חצי זקרם, he shaved half of the beard. ויכולת את מדוויהם, וחצי, he cut the pants, אשתותיהם, until the top, וישלחם, send them back. So they come back, and very embarrassed, the way that they shaved one side of the face, half a beard. I don't know, what's the embarrassment? She shaved the other side. Was not a real code those days. So he just get younger. Okay, in the Holocaust, a lot of people shaved, a lot of rabbonim in the Holocaust shaved the beard. There's a rebbe, there's a rebbe. So what's the big deal? Shaved half of the side, and then shaved the other side. But you're making an issue out of it. But then maybe the issue is not the beard as much as the pants. They cut the pants, they walk to like, without hands back, this was a big embarrassment. Can you give it a bit? Is that cool?
I don't know.
What's the idea behind it? I mean, crazy people, I mean, Palestinians, Arabs. Cut half of the beard and cut the pants. I mean, you have to have a reason to do such a thing. What's behind it? What's behind it? What's the common sense?
As in cutting off the head?
Yeah, well, you cut two fingers. I mean, what's the idea over here? What's the idea? I mean, you just have to do it. I mean, okay, maybe. So Navid just tell us what it is. Maybe. It's nothing for no reason. They did it probably that something had to be done this way, or they had to do it this way. I mean, why are they doing such a thing? Yagidu David v'yishlach el Gatam ki ayu anashim yachamim me'od. It says David sent some people to comfort them, to talk to them. They were very embarrassed. V'me'a melech shvu b'yiricho. Ten yiricho adi tzamach z'kanchem eshavtem. It says you have to wait over there and yiricho, don't come back to the city. It's a big embarrassment. Until your beard will grow. And then you come back. I don't know what it means. I don't know exactly what it means. It means similar explanation that they started up with David HaMelech and they were afraid that he's going to attack them. וישלחו בני עמו ויזכרו את ארם בית רחוב ואת ארם צובע 20,000 רגלים ואת מלך מערכה 1,000 איש ואיש טוב 12 איש. They're drafting all the armies around them. Ishmael David Shachat Yavit Kol Atzma Gibrim, David HaMelech drafted his armies and Yoav and all the strong ones, the brave ones. They're starting a war. I don't know. I don't know. They're starting a war. It's hard to understand. I mean, the guy meant well. In the meantime, a war, a draft. Yeah, it doesn't happen this way. I mean, the Shmachor will not do such a thing. Of course, maybe nobody died. But again, the land was quiet there. Israel was quiet. The description in Navid, Israel was quiet already. Navid finished all the wars already. And again, it's starting a new war now. A new war with Ammon. A sentence. נוראים ויהיה יואב כי יצא אליו פני המלחמה פנים מאחור ויבחר מקום אחרי ישראל ויבחר לקראת ארם. He says he's going to make a fight against Ammon. This is part of Jordan. And after לקראת ארם, this is part of Syria. ותהיה את ארם מצא מיד אבישי אחי ויבחר לקראת בני עמון. He says that he divides part of the army with his brother. He told his brother, if Aram, if Syria will overcome me, you're going to help me. If you're going to attack the Jordans, and they're going to overcome you, I'm going to come and help you. Let's be strong and strength ourselves, ve'ad amenu ve'ad elarei elokeinu, for our nation, for the cities, ve'ashim yasetav ve'inav, God will do the right thing, what he wants. Very dangerous situation. This started like a world war, started from nothing. He just wanted to comfort this guy, and look what happened. A world war. And he's afraid. They're fighting Syria and Jordan together, and they said, we don't know how we're going to make it. We're going to make it for what? Because he sends you people to comfort them. As is possible. So Yoav Baruch Hashem is fighting the Syrians. The Syrians are running. And the Jordans. The Ramon sees it's Aram, the Syria is running away. They're running back. Baruch Hashem, Yoav comes back to Yerushalayim. But he didn't stop yet. As Navi told me at the beginning, the Syrians saw that they lost the battle. They said, now they're going to call all the other neighbors, all the other kings from around them, then, and they're going to fight back. Vayishlach ha-dedeze vayyotze taram ha-shem ha-yadam ha-ochelam v'shovach tasbah ha-dereze v'tneim v'yugad David v'yotze kol Yisrael drapped all of Israel now. Before it used to be only just, you know, the best soldiers, the brave ones. Now it's drapped. We call it Tav Shmoni. Everybody in Israel to the front. He says, from where to the front? Because he said to comfort one guy, because his father died, he says, they're all of Israel in the front now. The Syrians are fighting with him. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hel, ויהנו שרה מפני ישראל, ויהרוג דוד מארם, 700 רכב, 40 אלף ברסים, ושלח את המדרי גבי המשם, Baruch Hashem, David is able to overcome them. But again, it was quiet, and David was described, the king of the Melech now, it's quiet, David is sitting in his house, he's very relaxed, the whole thing is over, the whole thing all over again. ויראו כל המלכים עבדי הדרז, כי נמפו לפני ישראל, וישלימו את ישראל, ויעבדו, and again, next time, again, they're going to make peace with them, they're going to be slaves from Israel, ויראו ארם להושיע את בני עמון, and the Syrians said they're afraid to help Ammon again. Again, Ammon is still staying over there, but the Syrians said they're not going to help them anymore. What's really behind the whole story? With your permission, if you skip Shmuel Bet, chapter 16. This is the middle of the escape. David HaMelech is running away from Absalom. And Absalom is trying to be the king and trying to kill David HaMelech. David HaMelech left Yerushalayim. He's running away. Absalom is already in Yerushalayim, and he is going to take control. He's going to become the king. I'm sorry, nothing about heaven tonight.
All right. Everything is about heaven.
He's right. We spoke about this before, but he won't hear. The Kilab went to Hebron, went straight to Marat and Machpelah, and went underneath to Gan Eden. So in the middle, again, in the middle of the war, I mean, I'm saying in the middle of the escape, the BMF is running away, there's a story here. No. Chapter 16, sentence 1. There is a giant Pasuk Aleph. So while David is running, it's not really a very, very nice story. But David Avar Me'at Me'arosh, David HaMelech is a little bit going a little bit more in the front. We need Tiva. This guy, we learned about him today, he sees him over there. Well, again, while David is running away from Absalom, he walks and he sees this guy Tiva. Now he goes to Likrato. He says Tiva is coming up. Tevetemet Chamorim Chabushim, says you see, he has also donkeys, that the donkeys have alehem atayim lechem, mea timukim, mea kreis, v'nevel yayin, and says he's all equipped, and he has some food for David HaMelech and his people, because they're running away, they have no food. Ve'me HaMelech etziv ha'mayel elach, The king asked Ziba, what is this? And he asked Ziba, Chamorim lebet ha-melech. Yerkov, it is the dunk, it's for you to ride. Because David ha-melech was running away barefoot from Absalom. He says, here I brought you some donkeys to ride ve-lechem, ve-akait, ve-chol. He says, you should eat the bread and the dried figs, ve-narim. הנערים והיין, הנערים for the boys, והיין לשתות, היית במדבר, you're very thirsty, it's the desert over here, I brought you some wine. ואומר המלך, אבן אדוניך, אני אסתי לנו, you by yourself here? Where is the, you master, I mean, where is the people? It says, where is the people? It says, we refer, it is referring to Mephibosheth. He says, because in Ben Adonecha, where is Mephibosheth? He says, this is Tiva. Tiva is a slave. He says, Tiva, what are you doing here? He says, I'm here, I'm bringing you presents. He says, food, presents, donkey. He says, where is this guy Mephibosheth? I mean, your master. He says, my master? Yomer HaMelech, Ben Adonecha, Tiva El HaMelech, Kini Shev Yerushalayim, He is in Yerushalayim. Ki Amar, he says, Hayom Yashivu Liv Bet Yisrael Mamachut Avi. He says, the guy is sitting in Yerushalayim, it's alive, of course. But this guy Tiva saying he's alive. He says, my master, since you left Yerushalayim and you're running away from Absalom, he right away went to Yerushalayim. He's sitting over there in the palace, he's waiting for you to be killed, and he's going to take control because he's the grandson of Shaul HaMelech, and he's hoping that he's going to become the king again. The Bid HaMelech swallows it. The Bid HaMelech Tiva, I need a kol asher Mephibosheth. You're the new owner. Yes, I'm taking away everything Mephibosheth has, but he gave him before. It really belongs to him, everything Mephibosheth. I mean, the field and everything else, he says, just forget about it. I'm the king, and the king is allowed to do whatever he wants. He says, I'm taking away everything from Mephibosheth, everything is yours. Ve'metiva ishtachaveti, he says, I bow down, imtzachem benecha adeni ha-melech. Then, I think, okay. Give permission. If you skip to chapter 19, sentence 25. And this is when Absalom is already dead. And David HaMelech is going back to Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, David HaMelech sees now Mephibosheth. He's not in Yerushalayim. And says, his slave said, he's in Yerushalayim. He's waiting over there for the war to be over to take control. Now David HaMelech is already back into the kingdom. He's marching towards Yerushalayim. On the way, Mephibosheth ben Shaul yarad likrat HaMelech. And says, David HaMelech looks in front of him. This guy Mephibosheth, the son of Yonatan, is walking in front of him. Below has not a glove. It means he didn't fix his feet, or I don't know. The explanation means his feet, no. His feet, no, he didn't have this. It means he did not wash his feet. Veloa tasfamo, it means he didn't take a haircut. He looks like he's mourning. It means it shows that he really is upset about something. So the Vimeach looks at him, and he sees that guy Tiva, his feet are dirty, and he didn't fix his mustache. It means he didn't take a haircut. That Gadav lo chibes, he says his clothing are dirty. He sees that really, since David HaMelech left, so the guy is mourning, but he's not exactly like the Tiva said. Anyway, Tiva is still alive. But when you look at the guy, when you look at the guy now, you see the whole thing's alive. You see the guy didn't come up, he doesn't have a Pierre Cardin suit with a tie. He sees the guy, this is mourning. And so as you look at him, you see it's a few weeks already, a few days. That's why he's all upset. I mean, if he's waiting in Yerushalayim to win the election, you don't win the election if you look at this. You have to be presentable when you come to the nation for the inauguration. I mean, you can't look like this. The guy looks like he's mourning. He says, David asked him, why did you go with me? He says, before he said to David HaMelech that Mephibosheth doesn't want to go. Now the person said, my slave lied to me. Shamar Abdecha Echbashan Yachamo Verkab Aleah Ve'elech Et HaMelech Kifesech Abdecha. He says, you cannot walk. I mean, something is wrong with your feet. You cannot walk. Let me go. and I will greet the king in your name. But I know what happened. He came to you, I don't know how he knows it, but he found out that this Siva told David HaMelech a lie about him, that he doesn't want to be with David HaMelech. He's against David HaMelech. He's with Avshalom. Adonai HaMelech kemalach Elokim asur benecha, you like the, an angel. You do whatever you wish. He lo haya kol bet avi ki manshe mavet Adonai HaMelech. It is really, we deserve death. You took me, you put me next to you, and I'm eating with you. My yeshli od taka lizokho de la melech. You think I have anything else to say? Emel la melech, lama te dami od varecha? Don't talk too much. Amar ki, I have to talk to you. Instead to reverse his decision, and not to take into consideration what this guy Siva lied, he says, you want to know something? Split it! Split it! Originally, he is the owner, the sole owner of the field. He is the king. He's supposed to be a king, the son of Jonathan. So David took the kingdom, of course. Now he took him into the palace, and he gave him back the field. Now, David HaMelech, instead to go back on his word that he told Siva, he tells him, you and Siva should split it.
Isn't Micha owns
it? No, Micha owns it, yes, but Micha owns it for the fruit. But the owner, really, the deed is on the Mefiboshet. But Micha, Mefiboshet doesn't need anything from it because he's like half a king. Says the Gemara, when David says this statement, Atav v'tziva tachlukot ha'tadeh, when he said the statement split, Hashem said, okay, your kingdom is going to split, be split, that's the end of David. Says the Gemara, therefore, soon we're going to learn in Sefer Melachim that David's grandson, his name Rehavam, he took the kingdom, he did not make the right decision, and 10 tribes ran away. They rebelled against Rehavam, they made the king Jeroboam, that he is from Rachel Imenu, is something like relative to Shaul HaMelech. The Gemara split in the kingdom, constantly fight, we're going to learn killing each other, but the Judah and Benjamin killing the 10 tribes killing them, is only because of their statement. Says the Gemara, one statement. Because David HaMelech accepted the Lashon Hara from Tiva or Mefiboshet. That's all true. When he asked Tiva, where is Mefiboshet? Tiva told him, he's sitting in Yerushalayim. David HaMelech said, Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim, you have to learn 2 halachot every day. I don't accept it.
Tiva's not even Jewish.
He's not even Jewish. Not only that, now he sees his guy Mefiboshet in front of him, that's how bad it goes. After you accept Lashon Hara, you can reverse it. He sees this guy Mefiboshet in front of you, and Mefiboshet tells you, I will be against you. You did kindness to me. I almost was dead. You brought me to the palace. I sit down and eat breakfast with you. You think I'm really against you? Look at me. Look at me. I didn't shave. I didn't take a haircut. I didn't wash my feet. My clothing are dirty. It's not a joke. So instead, David HaMelech says, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, no more Lashon Hara. And they said, you know what? Split it! What is split it? Split what? For what is split it? Says the Gemara, the kingdom of David HaMelech was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. That's because of Lashon Hara. There's a story about Siva.
It's happened before where people give David gives Siva the inheritance.
David gives Siva the inheritance again just to walk over there, not to own it. And he told him, you're a slave, you should stay a slave forever.
Well, later on he gave him you say you...
Now he gave it to him because he accepted Lashon Hara. Because Siva told him, if you bullshit, he's against you. If he's against me, forget about it. I take it away and give it to you. But this was half of the problem. It's bad enough that you accept Lashon Hara. But when you see this guy talking to you and telling you the whole thing is a lie, and you still accept the Lashon Hara, you still say, okay, you split it with it. Okay, no, you know already that they can.
Doesn't know at this time that it was
Lashon Hara. Oh, it's Lashon Hara when you accept it. Lashon Hara means you accept a Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara doesn't have to be true or wrong. Over here, it's a lie also. But Lashon Hara means you say bad things. You say bad things, it's evil, you don't accept Lashon Hara. You don't accept, somebody tells you something bad, you don't accept. The Gemara, the whole problem you're going to hear, Sefer Melachim, the whole book of Malachim is split in Am Yisrael. That happened because David HaMelech accepted this Lashon HaRa Tziva.
You mean that he
did object to it? He should have said to Tziva, I don't believe you what you say. That your master doesn't come over here because he is waiting in Yerushalayim to take the kingdom over when I will be executed by my son Avshalom. Especially now when you see him, the way he looks, I said, of course you shouldn't accept it. You shouldn't accept it.
Huh?
Oh. Yeah. That's how it goes. So we go backwards. Darius said, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, whoever accepts Lashon Hara becomes a...
What? A dog.
Dog. Becomes a dog. The guy who speaks Lashon Hara is being described in the Torah as... לא, אז תגיד לך תורה, don't speak לשון הרע. לא תלך רכיל. Don't walk with your feet. That's why they cut the snake's feet, because the snake spoke לשון הרע. And he told Adam הראשון, הקדוש ברוך הוא ate from that tree. And the הקדוש ברוך הוא is afraid of you. If you're gonna eat from that tree, you're gonna suffer. So therefore הקדוש ברוך הוא chopped his feet. Rashi says in Parashat Kedoshim, "Atelech Rachil be'amecha." The lashon hara is usually when you go visiting. There's nothing else to do. I mean, the food is finished, so people start chatting, talking. Rashi says, "Kol holcheh." Rashi in Chumash, I don't say that. I said, "Holcheh Rachil, lo telech Rachil be'amecha." I said, "It's amazing, Sister. It's amazing. Can you imagine? There's a guy that fell off a cliff and he cannot walk straight." He says, "Lecheh raglayim." It's amazing. It's amazing, says Zahi, amazing. Says Zahi, I want to tell you something. It's Ben Shaul, Ben Shaul, Ben Shaul. It says, Shaul HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara on David HaMelech from the Rega Adomi. Shaul HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara from Hadzifi. It says the whole problem from Shaul HaMelech from day one that he accepted Lashon Hara about David HaMelech. It says, he said, you have a grandson with chopped feet, he fell off the crib. My grandson fell off the tree. It says, "What? Why he fell off the tree?" It says, "Lashon Hara." It says, "You don't remember? You look at this guy." It says, "The guy is nothing." It says, "Wait." It says, "Dari, listen. The Melech should have learned from the beginning." This is a description of the whole chapter. It says, "The guy is David is looking for somebody to do kindness to somebody." So a slave comes. It says, "Well, there's a guy. His name is Mephibosh. It's no name. It's nothing." It is a guy that he has broken feet. David HaMelech, and he's nothing. Below Davar, he's nothing. He's a Maharis. David HaMelech goes and finds out that this Mephibosheth is the biggest Talmid Chacham even than himself. But the guy still has Lashon Hara from the day one. How do you even accept what he says? It is when you met him the first time, he told you there's a guy, he doesn't even say his name, Mephibosheth, and he tells you he's a nothing. Below Davar. Then you bring the guy and you see the guy is can be Rosh Hashanah. And the guy tells you later that this guy Mephibosheth didn't show up because he's waiting in Yerushalayim, and you accept this nonsense from him. He says, "Hey, listen. Step one. Avera gorelet avera. Say the Torah, lo tidrosh shlomam betovatam kol yamecha leolam. גמרא says, לא יבוא המוני ומאבי בקהל השם גם דור עשירי לבוא למקהל השם על דבר אשר תנו לך עליכם על לחם המים ונוצר מצרים אשר שרר עליך את בין המם באור לא תדרוש שלומם וטובתם כל ימיך לעולם זה תורה פסק לזה don't say hello to a guy from Moab don't be a nice Jew to him don't be because you don't know who is the guy don't do לא תדרוש you can't say shalom to him לא תדרוש שלומם וטובתם two nations Amon and Moab. They say, look at David HaMelech. You're going to deposit your parents and your brothers and your nephews by Moab. These guys that Hashem said, stay away from him. They says, Baruch Hashem, one of the brothers went away and I mean, this guy Amon, he kept him alive. So I don't know why. He says, but now that the guy died, you are going and you go to pay comfort. You said he did kindness. Hashem said, don't do anything to him. He says, look what happened. That story is going to cause a world war. It's all the nations going to come and fight Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. Baruch Hashem were able to hold down to Eretz Israel. But almost lost all of Israel because, again, miscalculation, if we say, of David HaMelech, the way the Torah tells us what to do. And if Hashem said, stay away, stay away, Hashem said, no, Lashon Hara, no Lashon Hara. If you accept Lashon Hara, he said, this guy Tiva, he says, you listen to him, you give him a job. He says, he's supposed to ignore him right away. He said, Lashon Hara. He said, the man is below Davar. He said, Mephibosheth is nonsense. Mephibosheth is Amaret. He doesn't know anything. He stays by the guy's name Machir, and Machir's name is... He said, he's nothing. That's it. The guy said, he's nothing. You not only found that he's something, but the guy is just nothing. He says, why do you accept him? He says, no, you can accept him later, even later. And the whole thing of the Melech is going down the drain because of the Lashon Hara. I says, you are the very nice person. He says, you should know. There's no such thing. Mercy by these people. There's no mercy by Moab. And the Torah tells you, do not intermarry to that nation. Says Ramban, they're very cruel people. Very cruel people. They said not only cruel people, they're dirty people. Dirty people. Huh? No, only Ruth. The Gemara says only Ruth. The Gemara says Ramah, Naamah, and Ruth. Only, the Gemara says only those two. The rest of them, they see later. There's going to be a fight with them. The Gemara says, when Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, they went. Inside Bet HaMikdash. And they want, and they erase from the Torah the sentence.
Why didn't we destroy all of them? We had the opportunity. We won all the wars.
This is why they killed Rabbi Meir Kahana. Because one more time you say it, then that guy will call you. You'll be also JDS.
My pleasure.
That's the whole Sefer Yeshua, if you remember. The whole Sefer Yeshua and the whole Sefer Shoftim is busy with that thing. That Am Yisrael had mercy on the Goyim. Let them live next to them in Jaffa, in Akko, in Haifa, in Yerushalayim, in Or Yehuda, in all in Yahud. If you go today in Israel, you see what's going on. That's what Americana said. With all the pleasure, they have to go back to the country. This is a Jewish country. Today you go in Israel, half of the country are going. Either the labor, the Chinese and Yugoslavians going, and the rest are... Hashem has complained about David HaMelech. Hashem told David HaMelech, how come you're going to capture far away in Yerushalayim, you left the Goyim in Yerushalayim? This was from Meir Kahana's idea, that's what he said. That you have to get rid of them. They should go back to their own country, let them leave us alone.
What did the Ari say
about it? The Ari was before Meir Kahana.
I know that, so what does he say about the reason that King David didn't do it?
No, the Gemara has complained, Hashem has complained. Hashem told David HaMelech that sentence. Liyadam, next to your platin, next to your palace, you left the Goyim, and you went and you captured the Syria, you captured other places. So, Larry says like this, Larry says like this. Not a joke, not a joke. It says the... The messengers that David HaMelech sent to comfort Hanun ben Nahash, is they come over there and they shave half of the beard and they cut the pants off. The people that go like half naked back to Israel, very embarrassment. That's embarrassment. So he says, if you remember,
this is a wild guess.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with David's lineage?
And it's possible. Amon, yeah. That's not a wild guess. Says David, it's near Amon. It says not Lot. It says Amon and Moab. I mean, Moab, it says Torah doesn't say Amon at the time, but it's time of Zimri. Yeah. So the idea is they have no respect for anything. Just wild people, and therefore they have the guts to go cut hands of man and send them back, like half naked back to Israel, walking on the street without hands. Where do you hear such a thing? It says, Amon. Amon, this is the daughters of Lot. So of course they meant Hashem Shamayim, But that's what happened from such a marriage. And that's what happened with Moab, with Am Yisrael. You can't trust him. If Hashem said they cannot intermarry to that nation, here Hashem is going to prove it to you. You cannot intermarry with that nation, and don't try to be nice to these people. You stay away from them. You don't have to die. And this is really called Hanun ben Nachash. Nachash is like a sneaky thing. This is the symbol of Amun and Moab. It's just, they're not straight people. They're not straight people. And I'll prove it to you. Sadari, look. They claim innocent people, and the Navi will tell you the slave goes, they go up to Hanun and says, hey, the spies, the spies. Sadari, that idiot accepted this Lashon Hara. Hanun ben Nachash, the original Nachash, his name is not Nachash. The original Nachash, the original snake with Lashon Hara. It says, again, this chapter is again accepting Lashon Hara. World War will start with Lashon Hara. It says, who Lashon Hara? The slaves of Hamon will tell Hanun, those people are spies. What kind of nonsense spies? They came to comfort you because your father said to Eliyahu, Elihu, the brother of David HaMelech. That is the exception of Shonara, a world war because they came to comfort Shonara. So it is called Hanun ben Nachash. It's not his father was Nachash. It means you accepted, like the Nachash, you accepted Shonara. That's it? Answered everything?
The dog?
The dog said, yeah. The dog said, Lashon Hara is the dog. I said, this David HaMelech said he's the dog because Doeg HaAdomi said Lashon Hara about David HaMelech. And as the team said Lashon HaMelech, I said, I'm a dead dog. Because the person that hears Lashon Hara becomes a dog. He says, well, I'm a dog, I'm not Lashon Hara. He says, this guy said, what do you mean I'm Lashon Hara? I'm not Lashon Hara. He says, even though my feet are broken, I'm not Lashon Hara. He says, I'm a dead dog.
Yeah.